BBC News with Julie Candler. In Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood has rejected an offer from the country's newly installed interim president to participate in a transitional government, calling the country a police state. The Brotherhood has called for mass peaceful protests on Friday. Ihad El Haddad is a spokesman for the group.
We would like to stress on the following facts: our full refusal and revokeness of the military coup that has happened against the president, against the constitution, and against the legitimacy of the state, and our full denial of cooperation with the authority that has extorted the will of the people. We will participate in all peaceful, people-led protests and events against this military coup.
Earlier in the day, the new interim president, Adli Mansour, promised Egyptians a fairer, less fraudulent democracy that should include the Brotherhood. Islamist governments in the region have criticized events in Egypt. Tunisia's governing party, Ennahda, condemned what it called a coup against legitimacy. The party's leader, Rached Ghannouchi, said that although some young dreamers, as he put it, believed they could copy in Tunisia what happened in Egypt, their efforts would be in vain. Turkey's Islamist government has described Mr. Morsi's overthrow as unacceptable and called for his release. A French newspaper says France is running a surveillance operation similar to the controversial US prison program to spy on international communications. Le Monde says it has evidence that French intelligence agencies illegally intercept and record billions of phone calls, texts and emails. There's been no comment from the government. But Socialist Senator Richard Jung, who sits on the European Affairs Committee, told the BBC he would be surprised if the activities were unlawful.
Countries have security measures vis-à-vis the jihadist menace. The article gives the impression that every telephone conversation in France is recorded. It seems to be exaggerated.
The bodies of three of Nelson Mandela's children have been reburied in their original graves in the village of Kounou, where the former South African president was brought up, as a family row intensifies. On Wednesday, the bodies were exhumed by police from the homestead of Mr. Mandela's grandson, Mandla. Speaking at a news conference, he railed against other family members.
I do not want to hand out our dirty linen as a family in public. It seems like anyone and everyone can come and say, I am a Mandela, and demand to be part of a decision-making in this family. Individuals have abandoned their own families and heritage and decided to jump on the Mandela wagon.
World News from the BBC. Human Rights Watch has called on the Greek government to repeal a law forcing sex workers, illegal immigrants and drug addicts to undergo tests for HIV. It was originally passed in 2012 as part of a bid to stem a rise in HIV infection in Greece, but was withdrawn after campaigning by Amnesty International. The new health minister, appointed in a reshuffle last week, has reintroduced it. Alleged prostitutes were rounded up and tested last year. Russia has blocked a UN Security Council statement which called on Syria to allow immediate access to civilians trapped by fierce fighting in the central city of Homs. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has expressed his concern for 2,500 people in a district of the city which came under renewed attack last week from the Syrian army, backed by the Lebanese Islamist group Hezbollah. In New York, the Statue of Liberty has reopened to the public for the first time since the city was hit by Superstorm Sandy last October. Mayor Michael Bloomberg presided over the ceremony, which took place on Liberty Island on Independence Day.
The employees of the National Park Service really feel, an extra rush of pride today, because just a few months ago, as Dave said, most of Liberty Island and all of Ellis Island was underwater. The path of destruction of Hurricane Sandy swept up the East Coast and really hit these incredibly cherished icons that are visited by nearly 4 million people each year from around the world.
The president of Burundi has been forced to explain his actions after presenting his wife with a national award. On the country's Independence Day earlier this week, President Pierre Nkurunziza honored the First Lady Denise for her devotion to development work. Civil liberties groups condemned the award. At a press conference, presidential officials said the honor was justified as she had done more than anyone else in this field. Last year, the president also gave his 10-year-old son an award for doing community work at weekends. BBC News.